Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle C.
Finals week, commencement weekend. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. We have just survived yet another year of academics, that gauntlet of excellence. We have battled our microscopes, our gels, our books, our Excel sheets, most importantly, our need for sleep. And for the most part, we came out nominally victorious. And this time of year, our graduates-to-be are asked that very important question. It's a question that all of us have. It's so common that it's basically a pickup line. That question that is simultaneously earth-shattering, yet filled with joy. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with your degree? What's the next step? What now? What are you going to do next? In our first reading today, the prophet Elijah took the dead son of a widow to an upper room, to an upper chamber, prayed over him, and rose him from the dead. Elijah took a dead young man and took him to an upper room and gave him a new life. Centuries later, the Son of God took his disciples to an upper chamber, to another upper room, prayed over simple bread and simple wine, and gave his followers, and indeed the entire world, a new life. The gift of the Eucharist, the true body, the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And roughly 3 months after that, at Jesus' instructions, the 11 as well as some women prayed for 9 days in that same upper room. And the Holy Spirit of God, that unpredictable divine fire, descended upon the chosen people to preach and teach the truth of our God. These chosen ones did good works, presided over miracles, talked to anyone who would listen to the great story of Jesus. They sent others to their places, spread the word of God, guiding this ultimate conspiracy of sharing the great Christian story to the entire Roman Empire and beyond. By going up to this upper room, they had received that great commission from God to praise, to bless, to preach that Jesus Christ is Lord. That God became a human being and went through the entire human experience in order to show us the road of holiness. That God gave us a concrete example of how to become whole, of how to become holy. The great story of Jesus, God becoming a human being in every which way, in order to show us how to be like God. Why did Jesus do this? Why this marvel exchange? Why, out of all the things in God's infinite mind, why did he choose this way? Why did God choose this way out of all of those possibilities to bring us closer in union with God? In some ways, our gospel tells us exactly why. That we aren't necessarily called to be considerate or nice towards one another. We're not called necessarily to open the door for one another or smile at each other when we cross each other at the hallway. Anyone can teach us that. We do not need Christianity to tell us to open a door for another person. The marvelous exchange of Jesus' incarnation teaches us that we are called to be prophets, in the midst of this damaged world. When Jesus resurrected that boy from Nain, the people were seized with fear. They exclaimed that a prophet rose from their midst, that everything had changed, that the entire game of life completely flipped over. Like Elijah, who took the dead boy to the upper room. Like Jesus, who took his disciples to the upper room. We too are called to climb the stairs to that upper room in order to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, to climb down those stairs in order to be prophets in the midst of a fallen and damaged world. To be a prophet, to advocate God's justice and God's peace, to care for the outcast, the estranged, to bind the wounded, to seek out truth wherever and however it resides, to love our enemies and our families with a passion worthy of God. We are called to the upper room, that place where the Eucharist is given us, that place where the divine fire of God is poured into us. We are called to that upper room to receive the graces of God. We are called to that upper room, bringing our cares, our desires, our dreams, as well as our faults, our damaged goods, so that every part of our being, every aspect of our past, present, and future may be made whole, may be made holy. So what are you going to do with your degree? When you leave this job, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? When are you reassigned to San Francisco in September, what are you going to do? I've been getting that a lot. For those of us in transition, we know that we don't get degrees simply to have more letters at the end of our names. As important as degrees are, what is important is what these degrees allow us to do. May we take our degrees and indeed our entire lives to that upper room. May we offer our education, our desires, our wants, our dreams, and yes, even our failings, our faults, and our humiliation to that upper room and receive the divine fire of God. May we all go up to the upper room to receive that which will make us whole. That which will make us holy. Then when we come down from that upper room, we may be prophets in the midst of our damaged world, allowing all people, all nations, and all creation the opportunity to praise and love our God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.